On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Chad and James Hampton join us from Twin Factor. Guys, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate
it. It's a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Now, there's a little story, not a great story, but a little story. I mean, last year I was at the National Religious Broadcasters, and I was waiting for a session to begin or something. I don't know. I was out in the hallway in the conference center, and there's these two guys that, you know, they look a little bit alike. I don't remember. I don't think you guys were dressed exactly the same, but people should figure out already. I'm going, you guys are twins. In addition to growing up together, clearly, you have gone into business together and ministry together. And I was very interested to hear about your story. And actually, I'll throw it to either one of you, Chad and James, to get it started. Maybe with where the ministry, I don't know if the ministry started first or the for-profit business that you worked together. Tell us your story.
Yeah, so Hunt the Truth Ministries actually started first. So I'll go all the way back to when Chad and I were just kids. When we were 7 years old, our father took us out hunting with him, and we got to climb up in a tree stand and bull hunt with my father. We got to experience the whole bull hunting experience that night when we were young. And that night, God gave Chad and I a passion for hunting in our life. And so growing up, that's all we wanted to do. When we weren't playing sports or going to church, all we wanted to do was hunt. And we just loved it. We loved spending hours out in the woods, sitting out in God's creation, waiting on the animals, on the deer and the turkey. And so that's what we did our whole childhood and even up through high school, even into college. And we both attended Rochester Christian College and graduated from there. But after my first 2 years of college, I met my wife. And shortly after I met my wife, she was diagnosed with cancer. And so we were going through a really, really hard time in our lives. And we had some other trials and tribulations going on in our life at that time as well. And so I got to the point where I got really frustrated and I started to question God about things going on in our life. And I remember going out in the tree stand. This was in 2004. I went out bull hunting one night. That's where I like to go and sit in the tree stand out in God's creation when I needed to talk to God. And I was praying to him one night, and I just got so frustrated and I started crying, and I just lifted up my hands and I said, God, I'm at the end of my rope. I have no idea what your purpose and plan is for my life. I don't understand why all these things are going on. What do you want me to do? What do you have for my life? And God said, as I prayed, I just felt like God shared with me in my spirit. He said, I want you to hunt for me like you hunt for these animals, and I want you to teach my people to do the same. Mm. And so as soon as I heard that in my spirit from God, I knew what he was talking about, because I knew how much of a diehard hunter I was. And he was saying, I want you to pursue me, to seek me, to hunt for me just as hard as you hunt for these animals. So I knew what he was talking about. So I went home that night and I was sharing with Chad. I said, man, Chad, I said, I think God spoke to me tonight. And I think that God wants us to start an outdoor hunting ministry. And I said, I think it needs to be called Hunt the Truth Ministries. I pulled out my Bible when I was praying to God that night, and I had it open to John chapter 14. And in verse 6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except through me. And so I told Chad, I said, we're hunting the truth. We're hunting Jesus. That's what we're hunting, for God. And that's what I believe that our ministry needs to be called. And he said, yeah, you know what? He said, that's awesome. He said, you're right. So we prayed about it for a little while after we discussed that. And after a few months, we said, you know what? We're going to step out in faith and we're going to do this. We're going to start an outdoor hunting ministry called Hunting the Truth Ministries. And it comes from John 14:6. And our mission was to use the platform of hunting and the outdoors as a vehicle to share the gospel of Jesus to all outdoorsmen and hunters that we come across. And part of our mission back then was we decided we were going to take youth out hunting who did not have fathers or a father figure in their life, because we, going through so many years of ministry up to that point, we saw how many children and youth there were that didn't have fathers that needed to be mentored and that needed to be introduced to Jesus. And so that's what we started doing. Back in 2005, we launched. And then shortly after that, we had our first youth hunt. We took two youth out rabbit hunting, and then we had a bonfire. We had a devotion, and we shared Jesus with them and shared God's word with them. And then our ministry just grew from there. And then in 2008, our first book was published and came out, Secrets of the Hunt. It came out. So that book, so it's a fictional story about a young man who becomes aged to be able to bow hunt. And he finds out that there's a huge buck on his property that he's hunting. So he spends the whole book hunting after this huge buck. And in our book, we talk about 8 secrets that make that young man successful in harvesting that buck eventually at the end of the book. But we also have a spiritual application to every chapter, and we call it, we have 8 secrets on how to hunt for God and find the purpose and the plan that he has for our lives. So it's a pretty cool correlation. We have a hunting side of the book, and then we have a spiritual application to every chapter. And so we use that book to teach people, like I said, how to hunt for God and how to find the purpose and the plan that he has for our lives. We believe that the Bible says that if we hunt for God, if we seek him first, then the Bible says, God says, you seek me, you will find me. So that's what we teach. If we seek God first, we will find God, and he will show us the purpose and the plan that he has for our life. So that's our mission, and that's what we've been doing since 2005. And I'll actually let Chad share about, if we get to our TV show, Twin Factor, that started in 2015 is when we first got on the air.
Yeah, and I'm going to want to hear about that. I have a question, though.
Yeah.
In an earlier conversation with Chad, I have personally never been hunting, but I feel the essence of the time, you know. We spent a lot of time as kids. I'm an avid fisherman. And when I hear about applying spiritual, you know, one of the things that comes to mind, you know, we can be very impatient with God. Yes. And when you talk, you know, when I think about, and you talk about being in a blind, you know, and I talk about, you know, casting out there and just waiting. when you've drawn some of these correlations, is that something that's come up when you're making some spiritual application? Because I know that God is patient, but we're not often patient with him. And in being a hunterman or a fisherman, you certainly learn to be patient. And why can't we, you know, like you said, James, you know, God wants you to hunt him like you hunt for these deer. And I would think God wants us to be as patient towards him and his plan as we are towards the hunt or the fish.
Yes. So we teach a seminar. This is Chad, by the way, now. We teach a seminar from our book, Secrets of the Hunt. And one of the chapters in one of the sections of the seminar in the book is called Battling the Elements. And one of the elements we talk about is waiting. In hunting, as you said, being patient and waiting and spending hours in the blind is something that we battle. It's very easy to become frustrated. You could hunt entire seasons, more than one season, and never harvest a deer.
Yeah.
Fishing, it's a little different. You know, there's times where the fish are biting or they're not. But in hunting, there's can be several seasons. One of the things that James and I tell people when we teach this is that James and I realized, and this was something we were convicted about, we will spend hours and hours and hours in the stand hunting an animal. But how much time, or will we spend that time hunting God in his plan for our life. We will prioritize time in the stand, but will we make God in his plan in our life that type of priority?
I love it. So that's
battling the elements. You know, another thing, and then we always tell the story when we talk about battling the elements, because this is also a little bit about being patient, but we tell a story about how James and I were hunting about 150 yards away from each other in different tree stands. And that night it was very, very windy. And to the point where we had to tighten up our harnesses because, you know, being in a tree stand and it's windy, sometimes you can get a little scared. Well, after a little while, I looked over and I seen James climbing down out of his tree stand and walk up to the truck because it got pretty windy. And I decided not to. I thought I'd be brave. And about 5 minutes after James got up to the truck, I looked over under his stand and there was a big 8-point buck stand in there. If he would have waited just 5 more minutes, he'd have had a chance at a buck. And so later I told James, I said, James, if you just would have waited and been patient 5 more minutes, you would have got what you're hunting for. But that's a very good spiritual application for our life. When we battle the elements, which we call trials, we all face trials in our life. Just like in Michigan, we battle wind, we battle snow, cold weather, rain, you know, all kinds of elements, including waiting is one of them. Battling time and not getting frustrated and being patient is one of them. If we battle those elements, if you just wait 5 more minutes when you don't think that you can go any longer, you just might harvest the thing that you're hunting for in God's plan for your life. And so, yes, what you said is exactly right. And that's one of the things we teach, being patient.
Well, I love it. And, you know, just for the record, I taught my boys, I've got 5 boys that are, and my daughter, I tell you, my daughter can clean a fish as good as the boys. but Ryman's don't get skunked.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's never happened, but yeah. Ryman's don't get skunked. we'll wait it out pretty good and do it, you know. We don't have the time to go into the applications that are coming to my mind. I would imagine that our audience needs to pick up Secrets of the Hunt, Chad and James Hampton, wherever you look for your favorite books. But with the time we have left, too, I would like to hear about this commercial enterprise that you and your brother have both gone into. Well, I'm assuming it's something you do together. It's called Twin Factor TV, Chad.
It is. It's a reality television show. How Twin Factor came about was, as our ministry grew, we started speaking on the book and we started speaking across the country at different outdoor events, men's ministry, youth ministry events, public and private schools. We had someone in the TV industry that saw an episode and called us or that heard about our ministry and called us and said, hey, have you guys ever thought about producing a TV show or getting a TV show going in the hunting industry? We don't see many twins that have a hunting show. And our first response was, well, we don't want another faith project. we got a ministry and we're pastors and, you know, we didn't want another thing on our plate. But as we prayed about it, we were asking for confirmation if this is something God wanted us to do. And we came across the verse in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And this is what it says. It says, God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and over all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground. God said, let us make mankind as a twin to us. And he was talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's talking about Jesus there. He said, let us make mankind as a twin to Jesus in the same image. And we thought, that's very interesting. That's a pretty good confirmation. And we're twins. And so we prayed on it more and we decided to call it Twin Factor and to create a television show using the platform of television to share the gospel with people. Really the only reason we did it. I mean, we have a really funny relationship, which we feature in Twin Factor. We want everybody to experience what the twin relationship is like, because not many people can. But we also wanted to use the television platform, which is a big platform, as a bigger platform to share the gospel. So we embarked on that journey. We started out, we aired on Pursuit Channel for the first 2 years.
And we air on five Christian networks now with Twin Factor. But that's how Twin Factor came about. But it came from a Bible verse where God said, let us make mankind in our image and likeness as twins.
Yeah, and I should let our audience know, you know, if you go to the website, there's, you know, you can see where to watch Twin Factor. Yeah. But included in that is in New Mexico, KCHF, TV 11, via Dish and DirecTV. But how did you guys get hooked up in New Mexico?
It was actually at the NRB convention. In 2024, we entered the showcase at the NRB convention. We were invited to be in the showcase. And so we went there and entered Twin Factor into that TV showcase contest. And we won the top TV show series award in our category that year. And that's how we came across KCHF TV 11 is, and has been a great partner. Yes. It's been a God ordained partner for the television show to be on. We love KCHF TV 11. And, but that's how we got connected, was at the NRB, just like we did with you, along with the other four Christian networks that we air on. We connected with it at the NRB.
Okay. Well, yeah. And I have nothing. Listen, I know you're working with Jamie there now at KCHF, and what a great heritage that station has. Blackie Gonzalez and his family, Blackie and his daughter who ran the station after him, both in heaven now, and it just continues to minister to the New Mexico audience, and, you know, as we hope KLYT does. But now, guys, You do some travel, and I want to make sure that the church leaders and group leaders, you know, men's groups or other groups, maybe even Christian businesses that are looking for speakers, you guys travel a little bit and make yourselves available. How would you encourage someone to connect with Chad and James Hampton? And I would, well, I guess in the various iterations, whether, you know, Twin Factor or, you know, the book is one thing, but Hunting the Truth would be the ministry.
Yes. If you go to twinfactortv.com, it'll give everyone information on all three of those, the TV show, the ministry, and the book. And there's also a booking link there that anyone can book us to come speak at any of their events. And yes, we do business events too. We've spoke at several different business events.
All right. Well, I want to throw it back to you because I would hate for you to get off the interview. And, oh, I wanted to tell them. Anything left out there, guys, you want to share before we wrap it up?
No. Well, I'll just wrap it up with this. We called it Twin Factor also. The word factor means having an impact on the outcome of something. And so James and I, we have a mission together to be two twins, to be the factor in people's lives. We have a trademark slogan called Be the Factor. And we encourage people to have an impact on the outcome of the lives of others like we do. And the one question that we leave with everyone when we go speak, we have one question we start our talks out with and we end it with. It's, what are you truly hunting for? What are you truly seeking for in your life? Because James and I have learned over years of just living life and in ministry that if you're not hunting for God and his plan for your life, you will, that's the only hunt that you can go on, that you will be truly fulfilled and you fulfilled in living out God's calling in your life and fulfilled in your life. We're created to have a relationship with God. And so that's the only hunt that we can go on that will ever make us feel truly fulfilled in this life.
I think that's a great self-examination. If we examine ourselves and don't see that God is primarily what we are hunting above anything else, then the truth is there's probably an idol in the way of making that happen. And Chad and James, God bless you guys. I so much appreciate the ministry. I want to remind people, you know, you mentioned mentoring and a special place in your heart for those kiddos that are fatherless. Someone listening would consider, you know, if that would be appropriate for maybe a ministry they're involved with boys without a father, it would be another way that people could reach out to you. But again, the website is twinfactortv.com. And James, Chad, appreciate you guys. And when you're out in New Mexico, we'll have to have you back on the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Yes, it's a blessing.
Thank you very much. God bless you as well.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.